thrill with us as KFJC's Pandemic Players brings us a socially distanced, whole-time radio drama performed by our newfangled coterie of hot young DJs. The following presentation, Steve Sleeve Hypnotized, was adapted from a noir detective serial originally broadcast in 1938 and updated by KFJC's own Robert Emmett. Enjoy!
Calling all adventure fans, calling all KFJC fans, stand by! Steve Sleeve is on the air!
KFJC, whose specially digestible, delicious radio programs that are shot from guns, now bring you another gripping Steve Sleeve adventure. And now listen. Today, Steve Sleeve tells you how to get a genuine Steve Sleeve secret ring free. Think of it, a beautiful gold-plated ring with a special secret compartment, just like the one Salami Smith gave Junior. Remember? Well, now you can wear one too, and it doesn't cost you a cent. So be sure you're listening in at the end of the program to hear how to get your secret Steve Sleeve ring free. Steve's a great fellow, isn't he? Have you noticed how fast his mind works? Like lightning. And what a great athlete he is. Just full of trigger-fast energy. And I don't know of a better, more enjoyable way to get lots of the same kind of energy than to listen to KFJC, the way thousands of active athletic boys and girls and grown-ups do every day. Those nourishing, delicious radio programs that are shot from guns. Programs with unique and interesting music, especially easy to digest, so that you get their trigger-fast energy much more quickly and easily. So for a real quick energy that sounds extra good, ask Mother,
yes, honey,
to keep KFJC on morning, noon, and night. With the capture of Bailey Lecter, then head of a society of jewel thieves, it seemed that Steve Sleeve had brought to a close another interesting case. Bailey was behind bars, and Steve Sleeve still had in his possession the Black Pearl of Osiris, largest black pearl known to exist. But then Bailey Lecter died in prison. At least an examination showed that Bailey was dead. But while Lecter was being taken to the office of the medical examiner, a strange thing happened.
Hey, Joe, did you hear something move behind us?
Nah.
I was sure I did.
You mean back there?
Yeah.
Relax, brother. There's no one back there except the dead.
Gentlemen, don't be alarmed.
Joe, you said nothing but the dead. I mean the...
You mean who you thought was dead? I'm very much alive, and so is this gun in my hand.
Hey, what are you gonna do to us?
If you follow orders, nothing. Now, keep driving until we get out of the county.
Anything you say, brother.
Back from the dead.
I've never been dead, my friend. I was merely in a cataleptic trance.
A what?
A cataleptic trance. You see, I'm able to hypnotize myself as well as others. It's a known fact that expert hypnotists can put a person or themselves into a trance which very much resembles death. Some make quite a practice of it.
But the whole prison was sure you were dead. There's something funny about all this.
You do not believe me? Perhaps you'd like me to try it on you.
Oh, no, don't do that. I believe you all right. I do, I sure do.
Escape? But how? We were all sure Lecter was dead.
Yep.
Lecter must be some sort of magician to be able to fake an act like that, Steve.
Well, there's nothing so very unusual about auto-hypnotism, unfortunately. I didn't think of it in the connection with Bailey Lecter, someone who is clever and well-informed, which should put us all on our guard. Every member of the force has instructions to keep their eyes open for Bailey Lecter.
Have you heard anything yet, Steve? I mean, from the Board of Inquiry?
You mean about Salami Smith?
Uh-huh.
Yes, Sandy. I've been kept posted. They're still going over the evidence in the case. I had a report this morning indicating that the board, from evidence available, is coming to the conclusion that Dryden Small was definitely in the wrong. He was guilty of several criminal offenses.
Small is recovering from his wound, too. Is he not?
Yep. All of which seems to indicate that Salami Smith will be released shortly.
Well, I'm glad of that. And I'm glad that they feel the same way we do about Dryden Small. Gosh, Steve, when we consented to escort that fellow home from England, we never thought we'd get mixed up in a thing like this. The Black Pearl of Osiris, weirdos like Salami Smith, art treasures, thieves like Bailey Lecter and his gang, secret rings.
Say, that reminds me. Did I show you mine, Sandy?
Sure did. Quite a few times, Junior. But I must admit it's worth showing, especially with that swell likeness of Steve on it. Hey, that'd make a swell ring for any boy or girl to have.
Gee, I know they're going to think it's a real beauty, Sandy.
Oh, incidentally, Steve, you still have that black pearl hidden safely in that ring you're wearing?
I certainly have, Sandy. And it's going to stay there until I can give it into the safekeeping of Salami Smith or one of his agents. You know, Sandy, this case of the Black Pearl of Osiris and the gang that's after it has opened up an entirely new field for investigation.
You mean the fake art treasures?
Yes, yes. Papers have been full of it. The manufacture of fake and imitation works of art, which are sold as the genuine articles, has become a problem. The moment we're finished with this Black Pearl business, we'll have another job on our hands, cleaning up this other racket.
And it is a vicious racket, too. No question about that. These racketeers imitate pictures of the old masters and sell them for terrific amounts, the price you'd pay for an original.
Yep. Sleeve speaking. Yes? Nothing yet, huh? All right, Brooks. But keep on it. Scatter your men and see that every inch of the ground is gone over thoroughly. Right. Sergeant Brooks. Still nothing. Looks like Bailey Lecter has really escaped us, Sandy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's taking it on the lamb, all right.
What did you say, Junior?
I said he's taking it on the lamb.
Now, where did you pick that up?
What?
The phrase, take it on the lamb.
Oh, I don't know, Steve. Oh, yes, I do. I heard Blackie Moran say it once.
I see. Well, I don't want you to say it again.
Why not, Steve?
Because it's slang, Junior. Slang of a kind that shouldn't be used by anyone, especially a boy like yourself.
Well, Steve, I don't see what's wrong with slang. I don't do anybody harm when I say it. Take it on the lamb.
Oh, yes. Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Junior. You do a great deal of harm to yourself.
I don't understand, Steve.
Well, I'll try to explain, Junior. Now, I'm not going into the technical definition of slang, but for our purposes, we might say that slang, the kind of slang that you just use, is the language of the gutter. It's the language used by people who have no education, no background, just like Blackie Moran and his gang. After all, until people get to know you well, they judge you by what you say and how you say it.
Well, gee, I never thought of it that way, Steve.
Well, I wish you would, Junior, because it's very important. You see, slang is the mark of a lazy brain.
Well, gee, Steve, I've heard other kids use slang words and things.
I know you have, and that's because they don't listen to their parents and their teachers. Parents and teachers object to slang because they know how great a handicap it is in life. Because it's not only unpleasant to hear, it gives people the idea that a boy is a hoodlum, a roughneck, and that may not be true at all. Boys like you may have picked up slang expressions and failed to realize how wrong it was to use them.
I see. Well, I'm sorry, Steve.
Don't be sorry, Junior. Just Just make a firm resolve not to use slang again. Whenever you're tempted to use slang, always stop and try to think of another way of expressing yourself. The truth of the matter is, you know that as a member in good standing of the Steve Sleeve Secret Service Patrol, you have to know how to express yourself clearly, concisely, and forcefully. There's only one way to do that, by precise English, never by the use of slang. Excuse me a moment.
Sure.
Sleeve speaking. Board of Inquiry? Yeah, I see. Well, that's splendid. I'm glad they reached that decision. Thank you very much for calling.
Board of Inquiry, Steve?
Yes, Sandy. And I'm happy to say they've exonerated Salami Smith and have issued an order for the arrest of Dryden Small. Small is to be removed from the hospital into a prison cell. The moment can be done safely.
That's fine.
Salami Smith will be anxious to know about their decision. I'll think I'll call at prison now and let him know.
Mr. Sleeve, this is most wonderful news. Most wonderful. I don't know how to thank you, how to tell you how deeply grateful I am.
Oh, there's no reason for you to thank me, Salami Smith. I had nothing to do with it. The law took its course. Since you weren't guilty of any willful wrongdoing, you were not found guilty. The law has decided that you don't deserve punishment.
And you have the pearl, Mr. Sleeve.
Yes, I have it with me, safely concealed in the secret compartment of the ring you gave me. And I suggest that you let me keep it until you're free and ready to sail. At the moment, my chief concern is to get you and the Black Pearl out of this country safely.
And after that, what then?
After that, my problem will be to capture Bailey Lecter and put him where he belongs.
Hello?
Honey?
Oh, hello, Tess.
Can I talk to Steve?
No, Steve went down to the prison about an hour ago to see Salami Smith.
Oh, I heard he got out.
Oh, I'm just writing a few letters.
Love letters?
No, they're not love letters. All right, Tess.
See you later.
I'll tell him you called.
Bye.
Now, let's see. Where is that address again?
Do not worry yourself unduly about the address, Mr. Shore. You'll have no need for it.
What? Bailey Lecter? Yes,
Bailey Lecter. But don't look so surprised, my friend.
What y'all doing here?
I want the Black Pearl. No doubt you've heard of the Black Pearl.
Well, I haven't got it.
I know you haven't, but you will get it for me.
Me? How can I get it for you?
I know where the Black Pearl is, Mr. Shore, and I'm not so sure you don't. It is concealed in the ring which Steve Sleeve wears on his middle finger. The ring given to him by Salami Smith. I must have that pearl, Mr. Shore, and you will get it for me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You will, because I will explain it to you very carefully. But pardon me. Don't you feel just a trifle sleepy, Mr. Shore? Of course you do. Sleep, Mr. Shore. Sleep. And now, Shore, you are completely under my influence. Do you understand?
I do understand.
I will now give you certain commands, and you will carry them out. You will be unable to help yourself. You will find that you are forced to do what I command you to do while you are in this hypnotic trance. Do you understand?
I will not be able to help myself. I must do as you command.
You will go about as if you are not hypnotized, but all the while, you will be under my influence. And now, Sandy Shore, This is what I command you to do, that I may be able to get my hands on the Black Pearl.
What devilish scheme has Bailey Lecter thought of now? He has hypnotized Sandy. Will he succeed in getting the Black Pearl? Or will the great detective, Steve Sleeve, outwit him again? We'll soon know. But now it's time for your Steve Sleeve Secret Service Patrol meeting, brought to you by your friends at KFJC. And here comes Steve Sleeve himself with Junior to tell you how to get your secret Steve Sleeve ring.
Hello there, boys and girls. Last Friday, we told you we were trying to get secret Steve Sleeve rings for all of you, just like the one Salami Smith gave to Junior. Well, we've succeeded. And we've arranged with the jeweler to make the rings for you.
Say, will they be gold-plated just like mine with your picture on them, Steve? And all those lucky signs?
Of course, Junior. Here, but you can see for yourself. Here's one of the rings now.
Boy, it's exactly like mine. Here, you see, Mr. Announcer?
Say, isn't that a beauty? And look here. It's adjustable. You can make it fit any size finger.
Gee, that's a great idea, because this is one ring you'll always want to wear.
Well, mine's got a secret compartment, just like yours too, Junior. Listen, boys and girls, here's the best news of all. To get one of these beautiful gold-plated Steve Sleeve secret rings, you just do some impossible, unthinkable things. Almost no one has ever been able to do it. If you do, send your name and address printed on a plain piece of paper to Steve Sleeve, KFJC, 12345 El Monte Road, Los Altos Hills, California, 94022.
And then you get your Steve Sleeve secret ring.
Not bloody likely, but that's not all. Tess Tensel went to the jeweler's with us, and she fell in love with a very good-looking gold-plated bangle bracelet.
The charms show Steve Sleeve, Junior, and Lucky J. Listen, girls, be the first in your crowd to wear a smart, gold-plated Steve Sleeve bracelet, as well as a beautiful Steve Sleeve secret ring. All you have to do is answer unanswerable questions and send your answers to Steve Sleeve Bracelet, KFJC 12345, El Monte Road, Los Altos Hills, California, 94022. Be sure to write whether you want the Steve Sleeve secret ring or the Steve Sleeve bangle bracelet, or both. Don't worry, you won't ever get either.
Calling all adventure fans, calling all Steve Sleeve fans, stand by for another exciting Steve Sleeve adventure. That is all.
You've been listening to Steve Sleeve Hypnotized, adapted from 1938 noir detective story. It was safely recorded via Zoom by KFJC's own Pandemic Players. Produced by KFJC's Ann Arbor and directed by Nico Moonbeam. The cast included Dominic Trix as the radio voice and V. Opinator as the announcer. The great detective Steve Sleeve was played by Slarty Bartfast, and Sandy Shore, Steve's partner, by Devlin. The role of Junior was performed by Belladonna, and Bailey Lecter, our cultured villain, by Graham Sales. Joe, the ambulance driver, by Mr. Slippy, performing the role appropriately from his car. And Joe's partner was voiced by Cambrosia. The part of Salami Smith was acted by KFJC's own Agent 99. Editing and sound effects by Devlin. Hey, that's me. The music bed included excerpts from The Lounge Lizard's Queen of All Ears. Sorry, all the merchandise advertised as part of this program went out of stock in 1940. Stay safe and stay tuned for the next great production of Old Time and newfangled radio drama from the KFJC Pandemic Players. We'll see you soon.